turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they made of pure soul, building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold-sunny king of the SEO show.
If you are running a service business in a market as fiercely competitive as Austin, Texas, whether you're based in Round Rock, maybe Cedar Park, or right downtown, you know that online visibility isn't just optional anymore. It is absolutely necessary for survival. You really need to dominate those search results.
You do. It's table stakes now.
So today we are performing a deep dive into, well, the absolute blueprint of what a complete SEO company looks like. We're using the methodology laid out by Austin Code Monkey ACM as our guide.
A great case study.
Exactly. To understand the full spectrum of modern digital marketing strategies, you need to achieve that local dominance. Our sources detail ACM's pretty sophisticated approach, which blends technical excellence, deep content strategy, and hyper-local marketing specific to those central Texas communities. Our mission here is to pull out the key insights from this full stack strategy for you.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is realizing that successful SEO isn't just one thing. It's an entire ecosystem of integrated services.
Right.
You might think, oh, it's just a couple of blog posts, maybe some keywords. But the sources show us a roadmap built on, well, multiple pillars. We're going to synthesize these components to give you a hopefully crystal clear understanding of what actually delivers long-term digital success, especially in a high-growth market like Austin.
Okay, let's unpack this then, starting right at the foundation. Before a single link is built, before any content goes live, the sources really stress that the strategic research and the website's underlying architecture, they have to be perfect.
Absolutely critical. You can't build on sand.
You have to know who you're talking to and, frankly, where the money is. So the first critical step they highlight is robust keyword research and analysis. Our sources show this isn't just about finding search volume numbers.
No, not at all.
It's about the data-driven discovery of high-value search terms and, really importantly, analyzing what the competitors are doing.
And this is where the real strategic value comes in. The insight we can pull out here is that targeting, say, 10 people searching with high commercial intent, people ready to buy. Exactly. People ready to pull out their wallets right now is far, far better than attracting maybe 1,000 people searching for something really generic. The sources emphasize identifying those long-tail keyword opportunities and evaluating search intent. What does the user really want?
Okay, so give us a concrete example for, say, an Austin business.
Sure. So for an Austin business, this might mean discovering that targeting a very specific phrase like emergency HVAC repair around Rock Open Sunday.
Very specific.
Is exponentially more profitable than just going after a broad term like HVAC company. That very specific data dictates the entire campaign structure. You know.
That makes sense. So once we know what people are looking for, those crucial keywords, the sources show we immediately have to build, well, a perfect digital highway for Google to drive on.
Nice analogy.
Which takes us to technical SEO excellence. The sources describe this as the non-negotiable core foundation.
Yeah, if that underlying architecture is flawed, even the most beautiful content or the most expensive advertising campaign, it's just going to fail to rank. It won't perform. Technical services include a comprehensive audit, of course. But let's focus on the high leverage points the sources really detail.
Okay. I see they specifically mention improving core web vitals and implementing structured data. Now, for the business owner listening who's maybe, you know, intensely curious but perhaps not a coding expert, why are those two things such a strategic priority? Doesn't site speed matter more than anything else these days?
Well, speed is one of the core web vitals, yes. But think of those vitals as Google's way of asking, how good, or maybe how frustrating, is the user experience on this page?
Okay.
If your site is visually jarring when it loads, if it's slow, or if elements jump around while loading, that's a big one. Cumulative layout shift.
Right, annoying.
Very annoying. Your vital signs are bad. And Google essentially flags you as providing a poor user experience. Regardless of how great your actual content is, you simply won't rank as high as you could.
I see. And structured data. Why is that so high leverage?
Structured data. In a competitive market like Austin, this is incredibly powerful. Structured data is like adding labels to your content that Google can understand instantly. It tells Google who you are, what service you offer, where you offer it, your opening hours, reviews.
So it's feeding Google the answers directly.
Precisely. It essentially helps you buy more screen real estate on Google's results page. It often generates those rich snippets, you know, the star ratings, the FAQs right in the search results.
Yeah, those stand out.
They absolutely do. And they can easily double your click-through rate compared to competitors who just have a standard blue link. It's a huge advantage.
That makes the why much clearer.
Oh.
I also see mentions here of optimizing technical backend files like the XML sitemap and the robots.txt file. Why does the average local business need to worry about what seem like purely administrative files?
Right. They sound technical, but it's about efficiency. And efficiency translates to ranking power.
Yeah.
Think of the robots.txt file as like the bouncer for the search engine bot. It tells Google exactly which doors to enter and which areas, like maybe old test pages or admin login files, to ignore completely.
Got it. Don't waste time here.
Exactly. This ensures Google isn't wasting its limited crawl budget, the resources it allocates to crawling your site on irrelevant pages. It forces Google to focus its attention on your important money-making service pages first. It's really about eliminating those hidden technical barriers that can prevent high rankings.
Okay, moving from that invisible architecture to the parts people actually see and the parts that are absolutely essential for Central Texas businesses, the hyperlocal strategy. This feels like where a small or medium-sized company can genuinely beat a large national brand.
Oh, absolutely. This is their home turf advantage.
Local SEO optimization is described in our sources as the cornerstone. Mm-hmm. It's all about positioning businesses prominently for services in the immediate area, serving that customer who searches near me.
And the key to beating a national competitor in Austin is realizing that a huge percentage of local searches are non-branded. People aren't searching for big national plumbing chain. They're searching for plumber near me or emergency plumber Cedar Park.
That's the opportunity.
That's your window. The tactics described here are laser-focused on capturing that user right at the moment they need a service. Google business profile optimization, building local citations consistently, and targeting those location-based keywords we talked about earlier.
So that Google business profile, it's more than just contact info.
Oh, vastly more. If you're a highly rated landscaper based in Pflugerville, local SEO ensures you appear prominently in the Google Maps 3-pack and the local results when someone in Pflugerville searches for lawn care service.
Right there at the top.
It targets that exact critical moment when they are ready to pick up the phone or request a quote. Without a perfected, actively managed Google business profile, the business is, well, essentially invisible to a huge chunk of potential local customers.
Okay. And working hand in hand with that intense local focus, we have the meticulous details of on-page SEO optimization. This sounds like where the research from segment one actually meets the customer experience on the page itself.
Exactly. It's bringing it all together on each individual page.
More sources list quite a few specific on-page optimization tactics, you know, from meta descriptions to URL structures, header tags, image alt text. In a highly competitive Austin market, if you had to pick one of those tactics that gives a local business the highest immediate return on investment, which one should they really obsess over?
That's a great question because resources are always limited, aren't they?
Always.
I would probably argue for the optimization of title tags and meta descriptions.
Okay, why those two specifically?
Because that combination is your sales copy on the Google search results page, your ad. You could perfectly optimize your actual web page content for best tax account in Georgetown, Texas. But if your title tag and meta description showing up at Google are vague or uncompelling,
you lose the click.
You lose the click. Someone scrolls right past you to a competitor with a more persuasive snippet. Crafting compelling, geographically relevant title tags and meta descriptions is absolutely crucial. It's what drives that click-through rate. And if Google sees users clicking your result more often than your competitors for the same search, they start to conclude, hey, this result must be more relevant. And they reward you with higher rankings over time. It's direct user feedback influencing your visibility.
That makes perfect sense. It's the first impression.
It really is.
All right, here's where the definition of a complete SEO company seems to really broaden out. We're moving beyond the, let's say, traditional optimization tactics into the full digital presence. The sources clearly label ACM as a full-service Austin digital marketing agency.
Right, it's not just SEO in a silo.
So content writing and strategy remains critical. The sources talk about crafting compelling, keyword-rich content, you know, service pages, detailed product descriptions, helpful blog posts. But the goal today isn't just keyword density, right? We're past that.
Oh, absolutely. We are far, far past keyword stuffing. That'll actually hurt you now.
Okay.
The key today is creating semantic content. That means content that demonstrates comprehensive authority on a topic by naturally covering related subtopics, answering user questions thoroughly using natural language patterns.
So anticipating what the user needs next.
Precisely. The goal is twofold. First, engage the human reader, keep them on the page, satisfy their query completely. And second, satisfy the search engine algorithm's demand for authoritative, expert content. The content has to attract, inform, and ultimately, you know, convert the target audience. And this is exactly why the sources insist on an integrated approach. Because having amazing authoritative content means very little if the website itself is slow, confusing, or just plain broken.
Right. The user experience has to support the content. Which leads us perfectly to the full service offerings they mention. First, they emphasize professional web design and development. Your website isn't just a digital brochure anymore. It's your primary digital storefront. It needs to be conversion optimized, which means responsive design that works beautifully on phones, clear calls to action, great user experience, and importantly, with all those critical SEO best practices baked in from the very beginning, not bolted on later.
Yeah, trying to fix SEO after a site is built is way harder and more expensive.
Definitely. They also offer business explainer videos as an affordable engagement tool. Why video?
Well, videos are incredibly effective at quickly communicating value. People often prefer watching to reading. They can drastically improve engagement metrics like time on page, how long users actually stick around, which, as we know, are strong positive signals that Google tends to reward. Plus, they can really boost conversion rates. Seeing a service explained can build trust quickly.
Okay, and tying it all together, they mentioned the integration of pay-per-click advertising, PPC. Now, some might see SEO, organic, long-term, and PPC, paid immediate, as separate things. Why marry them?
Because PPC delivers immediate, high-quality data that SEO often takes months to gather.
Ah, the speed factor again.
Exactly. It allows a company to test high-value keywords, add copy variations, and user intent signals quickly through platforms like Google Ads. This provides a critical feedback loop. What converts in PPC is highly likely to convert in organic search, too.
So the paid ads inform the free strategy.
Precisely. It helps refine the slower, long-term organic SEO strategy. You get immediate results in traffic from PPC, complementing the sustainable long-term visibility built through SEO. They really work best together.
So this truly broad toolbox, web design, content, video, PPC, is necessary because modern digital success requires considering, well, everything. Social signals, user behavior data, brand presence, it all feeds into that overall digital storefront.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sources make a point of noting that ACM serves really diverse industries in the Austin area, healthcare, real estate, home services, tech, restaurants.
Right.
Each of those requires a slightly different tweak, a different emphasis within this broad toolbox. It has to be adaptable.
Okay, understanding all the mechanics is one thing, but maintaining those top-ranking results in a digital world where Google changes the rules constantly, that's the real challenge, isn't it?
It is. It's an ongoing process.
So what defines the Austin Code Monkey difference, according to these sources, when it comes to that long-term partnership and maintaining results?
Well, it seems to start with an unwavering commitment to ethics. The forces are very clear. They exclusively employ white hat SEO techniques.
Okay, let's pause there. White hat versus black hat. We hear those terms. What are the real-world consequences for a business if an agency uses those risky black hat tactics?
Think of using black hat tactics like trying to win a marathon by taking banned performance-enhancing drugs.
Okay, cheating.
Exactly. You might see a quick jump in rankings, maybe shoot to the front of the pack for a short time. But when you inevitably get caught, and Google's algorithms are exceptionally sophisticated now at catching this stuff, the consequences aren't just a minor penalty, like a slap on the wrist. Google can completely wipe your business off their search results. They de-index your entire site.
Wow. Gone overnight.
Gone.
Yeah.
Vanished from organic search. For a local business relying on that visibility, it's devastating. So that white hat commitment isn't just ethical. It's a fundamental commitment to the client's long-term business survival.
That puts it in perspective. So ethical foundation first. What else?
That long-term commitment is also paired with what the sources describe as incredible transparency. They highlight providing detailed monthly reports.
What's in those reports?
They clearly show rankings, progress, traffic improvements, conversions if tracked, and, crucially, the specific actions taken that month. This removes the mystery often associated with SEO. The client always knows exactly what they're paying for and the tangible impact it's having on their actual business goals. No smoke and mirrors.
Right, accountability. And finally, they seem to avoid the dreaded cookie-cutter approach. The sources emphasize the development of customized strategies.
Yes. Tailored strategies based on the client's unique business goals, their specific industry competition right there in Austin, and those local market dynamics we discussed.
Why is that so paramount in Central Texas?
Because what works for, say, a high-end restaurant trying to attract diners downtown is going to be fundamentally different from the strategy needed for a residential plumbing service in Cedar Park, which might rely far more heavily on those Google Maps local pack rankings.
Different goals, different tactics.
Absolutely. The strategy has to align perfectly with the client's broader business objectives, and it needs to be grounded entirely on comprehensive data analysis from that specific market. It really has to feel like a true collaborative partnership, not just a vendor delivering a checklist service.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap the powerful journey we took today. We start right at the bottom with the technical foundation, things like site speed, core web vitals, and structured data.
Getting the house in order.
Exactly. Then we move through the essential local and on-page tactics, like optimizing that crucial Google business profile and crafting high-impact title tags and meta descriptions.
The storefront and the advertising.
Right. And we finished with the really encompassing digital strategy, weaving together authoritative content, targeted PTC for quick wins and data, and professional web design to make it all work together seamlessly. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
I think it means that effective SEO today is definitely not a one-time setup or a quick fix.
Not at all.
It's an ongoing commitment to excellence. It demands constant monitoring, strategic adjustments based on data, and a willingness to embrace a pretty broad spectrum of digital tools. Mm-hmm. It really requires a dedicated expert partnership.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And that leads me to a final provocative thought for you to maybe mull over.
Okay, let's hear it. Given that all our source material today emphasizes the absolute importance of these customized local strategies, really knowing the competition and the specific search patterns within the highly defined Central Texas market, how much more challenging must it be for businesses that operate nationally or even globally?
Hmm.
What specific strategies, especially around content creation, technical architecture, maybe even link building, would need to scale and change exponentially when your competitors aren't just down the street in Austin, but are potentially all over the world?
That really does scale the complexity, doesn't it? It hammers home that whether you're serving Georgetown or the entire globe, that foundational commitment to good data, ethical white hat tactics, and technical excellence remains. It just gets bigger, much bigger.
Exponentially bigger.
A powerful asset indeed, understanding this blueprint. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the blueprint of digital marketing dominance. Until next time, keep optimizing.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.